You're listening to All Over the Shop, my journey through the English language.
So they've taken the English language, but they've looked at some of it and they thought, no, I think we need a little bit more explanation.
Yeah, you guys made it so that people don't understand it. That's stupid. That's not smart. We made it better.
In a form of gobbledygook, of stentorian, sesquipedalian sentences that nobody can ever understand.
Well, there's going to be a good wee bit of schnoise.
N-I-C-E, noise.
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 Feel awful because they're speaking English, but I could not understand a single word. It was like
the common one that you get stick over is the do be, they do be, he does be, and so on.
Good luck over there, but whatever you do, don't forget your accent, all right?
Hello, and welcome to the 7th episode of All Over the Shop. I'm your host, Barbara Feeney, here again in my bedroom in lockdown the third. A different aspect today, though. I moved my desk in front of the window just to spice things up, and it's changed everything. I can see everything that's going on, the delivery men and women, the birds, the squirrels, there's a lot of squirrels, and the neighbours, of course. I'm monitoring the whole place. It's wonderful. Anyway, today, little warning, if you're not into bad language, it's not going to be that bad. None of the really bad stuff, leaving the top shelf stuff up there. But if you're sensitive to bad language, you probably won't enjoy this, but give it a little try anyway. Fuck, bollocks, shite, Jesus. Yes, that's right. Today, we're talking dirty. As always, I want to bring you feedback and listener wisdom first. I'm pretty chuffed to let you know that I have two listeners who are strangers. You know, this is a big deal. There's only so long that you can bribe your friends and family for. So thanks for listening, strangers. Hopefully there's more of you out there. They are a lovely American woman in Cork and an Irish woman in England. And they've both been in touch with some great feedback. First bit of feedback, looking back to last week's episode, episode 6, where we talked about Irish greetings. I missed a few. I knew I would. And it brings me a lot of joy when people tell me about new ways of greeting. So my American listener in Cork, she got in touch and said that, how are you keeping? I didn't include that. And the response that we always use, not too bad. She pointed out that surely Ireland's the only nation with such a gloomy standard response, which is fair enough. And she believes it's an ingrained cultural habit from the famine. Pretty bleak, but perhaps, I'm not sure. A couple of other ones I missed. What's the buzz? How in the name of Jesus are you? My Zambian listener, he said I failed to include the greetings as Gaeilge, and I did. The abbreviated ones, like Conasata or Gajay. Great greetings. And much to my delight this week, the very subject of greetings in Ireland was discussed on Today with Claire Byrne on RT Radio 1. Can you believe? And they mentioned a couple, the guests that I had missed, and some of the listeners texted in. So I was listening, absolutely thrilled with myself, to this item. So one of them that they mentioned was, what about you? And apparently this is a response that some people use. Someone texted this in. I'm just about keeping the hearse from the door. Again, as my American Cork listener said, we've pretty morbid responses to how are you. I'm not too bad. I'm grand. Jesus. They also mentioned this one. I'm going to pronounce it. It doesn't sound right in the way I speak. Ari. Great greeting. And then they mentioned two greetings from Northern Ireland. And I didn't even reference Northern Ireland, and I'm sorry. So this is one apparently from Belfast. Baichi. Isn't that lovely? Baichi. And my favourite greeting, which I didn't know about, is from Derry. Like, this is just bonkers in my mind because I didn't know it existed. In Derry, when people greet each other, they say yes or yes, hi. So much richness in our greetings here in Ireland. And there's definitely more. But listen, we'd be spending hours going through them. So I just wanted to bring you a couple. I think I first realised how embedded so-called bad language was into the way Irish people speak English was when I was living in California. As I already talked about in a previous episode, I lived in America for a year. And when I played on the field hockey team there, I used to curse a lot. Like, I'm not like a sailor, but like, if I missed a tackle or got frustrated about something I did, I would, fuck, shit, bollocks. And I can tell you that was not welcome. Cussing was not welcome on the hockey team. So I had to change. I had to stop doing it. But it's not all bad. When we say bad language, it's like something you hear when you're in school. But like, it depends how you use it. And it depends on the tone. It's not always malicious. And the thing I want to talk about today is how curse words are embedded in the English that Irish people speak, but not in an offensive manner. Like, there's different ways of using curse words. Like, there's the offensive way. We're putting that in a box. I'm not in the business of offending people, so we're not talking about that. I'm just talking about how Irish people weave in fuck here or fuck there, and it adds a bit of spice to what you're saying. It adds texture, and it's so expressive, you know what I mean? I know cursing isn't for everyone, and that's completely fine. But I mean, if you watch any film nowadays or go on Twitter, you're going to be bombarded with curse words. And we're not going into the crazy stuff. So forgive me if I'm offending you. You don't have to listen, okay? First of all, what we need to talk about is Irish people's love of the word fuck. Yes, I said it, fuck. So the definition of fuck in the dictionary, there are two, is to engage in coitus or to express anger, contempt or disgust. Second one, to deal with unfairly or harshly. And then when you dig a little bit further into the dictionary, and we can find out that the etymology of fuck, so apparently it comes from the Dutch word fokken, to breed cattle, or the Swedish fokka, to copulate. Listen, as you know, this isn't an academic podcast, so if that's wrong, don't come back to me. I've read it in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. They should be right. But I mean, Irish people's love and use of the word fuck doesn't relate to the meaning, because it's just used as a way of expressing even more gusto when you want to say something. My term, it adds rude energy into something. Isn't that good? I just came up with that myself. So, for instance, a couple of expressions that we love here in Ireland. And I know I'm generalising, but that's just what I do. Sick to fucking death. How the fuck are you? I fucking love it. I'm absolutely fucked. Fuck no. And my favourite, when we divide up the syllables of a word and say, abso-fucking-lutely. You can just hear in those expressions, there's just so much more energy in them. And you know exactly what the person means. It's not offensive. And then, I mean, we've come up with ways of saying things like feck and fook. Feck I would associate most with Father Jack and Father Ted, and fook, like, apparently I would regard them as kind of like cleaner versions of fuck. But like, come on. If you're going to say it, you're going to say it. I know there's a time and a place for these words. But when you want to add that bit of rude energy into something, throw the fuck in, okay? Get the fuck upstairs. I fucking love it. We also, apart from our love of the word fuck, we have to acknowledge shite and bollocks. Because we love those words. I mean, bollocks, you can similarly use like fuck, because it can be added in as kind of an adjective or a verb or a noun. It's really quite impressive how you can alter these words to fit where you want them to fit. And shite is just perfect. It's kind of the sound of it. It's not shit. It shite. If something's shite, like it really is shite. Shite is shitter than shit, isn't it? That's what I think anyway. Maybe everyone has a different understanding of these words because often they're just used in so many different contexts, it's hard to know what they mean. And I understand that people from different countries are not into cursing like we are. So I'm just trying to explain our relationship with bad language. We also need to talk about how we often use religious words as swear words or expressions. For instance, when we say Christ on a bike or Jesus, or a favourite of ours, probably more of a Dublin one, but it's would be used quite widely in Ireland, Jesus. Looking up the definition of Jesus online is worth it because this is what it says. There's a couple of different ones. One of them says, an Irish slang interjection, an alternative name for Jesus of Nazareth. Another, an expression of disbelief or despair. And the third, Dublin equivalent of Jesus. And we also obviously have Jesus, Mary and Joseph. We weren't massive fans of using those in our house. So what we did say was Judas. Because, I mean, Judas was a bad guy, so it was okay to use his name in vain. And then there are a couple of expressions that we need to just mention. The term tits up, great expression. Something goes tits up, gobshite, langer, gowl and geebag. And I'm not using them in an offensive way. They're decent words. I know they're rude, but they're pretty fucking funny. And finally, I know this is a podcast on the English language, but I need to acknowledge the Italians because they have the most wonderful ways of cursing. Maybe it's because they're just so expressive in how they speak in general. But I lived with an Italian girl for a year, I shared a house with her, and she was just wonderful. And when she would swear, it was just poetic. You'd be in your bedroom and you'd hear her in the kitchen. She'd spill the coffee or drop something and she'd say, porca troia or porca puttana. There was many others, but they were the ones that I remember. And she used to teach us and then we would then repeat them to her Italian friends who thought it was hilarious. But I want to hear more. I want to hear how other people swear. What are the words I've missed? What are people's favourite swear words? But all in good humour. No offensive shit here, okay? This is a happy, warm place. So get in touch. Let me know. What are your swear words? Different countries. I want to hear what they do. Get in touch. Let me know. You heard it. It is time for Word of the Podcast. Today's Word of the Podcast, it's a rather unusual one. A word I'd never heard of until a Dublin listener got in touch to tell me of its existence. And that word is spoonerism. What does it mean? A transposition of usually initial sounds of two or more words. Give you a few examples, because that sounds a bit confusing, doesn't it? So, instead of saying, the Lord is a loving shepherd, someone would say, the Lord is a shoving leopard. Or instead of saying, lighting a fire, you would say, fighting a liar. Cozy little nuke, you would say, nosy little cook. Or sons of toil, you might say, tons of soil. Where does that come from? It's a bit of a mad word, isn't it? Well, apparently, poor William Archibald Spooner. He was a British clergyman and educator. And he often had to speak in public, but he was nervous. And he frequently got tangled up in words. And he would say things like a blushing crow when he meant to say a crushing blow. And because of this, his name became associated with that term. Finally, it is time for the pronunciation peeve. You know those words that you see and you're like, oh God, I can't cope with that. And you've never pronounced it out loud, so it's not safe to say it in public. like Hermione from Harry Potter. So like when I started reading the books, like I read them in my head, and the movies obviously weren't out, so I'd never heard her name being pronounced, so I assumed she was called Herman. I was only about 10, like. Well, today's word is kind of like that. It's an Amazonian berry, spelt A-C-A-I. So apparently it's pronounced acai. But I just can't stop my brain from thinking it's acai or acai. I've never eaten acai. But if I saw it on a menu, I probably wouldn't order it because I'd be too nervous to say the word. That's it for today. Thank you for listening and sticking with me and for your suggestions and your ideas and your support. And please continue to get in touch and tell your friends and stay safe and wash your hands. God bless. Good luck.